What is up? Greetings, America, and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, hyperpigmentation, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this healing and renewing and regenerating system is just the way the body works. Business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here to help you out on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, if you want to learn more about the longevity products, if you have questions about formulation, skincare products, ingredients, medications, nutritional supplements, we're here for you at 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the longevity products or purchase any of the products that you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, head over to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, and take a look at our shopping cart with all the longevity products, including the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. You'll find the ultimate enzymes up at brightsideben.com. And all the longevity products that you hear advertise or you hear us suggest on the program at brightsideben.com. There's also a Join the Team link that you can click on the left-hand side of the page. If you click on the Join the Team link, somebody will get back to you with information about how you can participate in the longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, or just get your products at the wholesale price. You can also call the folks at the Bright Side Ben phone team, 866-735-2470. Is their number, 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side once again. We've been talking about O2, oxygen. We're going to talk about O3 a little bit today. Oxygen and light, we talked about sunlight as well. Last thing we said was that both oxygen and sunlight are both deadly and essential. Life and growth and healing require light and oxygen, both. When we talk about light, we're talking about sunlight. So sunlight and oxygen are both required for life, for growth, for healing, and they're both deadly. And it's this balance of sunlight and oxygen and their intensities, how much sunlight and oxygen that counts, how much sunlight and oxygen we're getting, and the balance of sunlight and oxygen. Sunlight activates oxygen. It turns it on. It turns it on to form something called ozone, which is technically called trioxygen, or O3. Ozone is formed in the upper part of the atmosphere. Ozone works to block the sun from becoming too intense or toxic. So the sun actually makes its own protective mechanism. We see this as a phenomenon where something that has a potential toxicity will make its own protective devices. We find that all over the biological system. We find it all over life. The skin will make its own protective substances in response to the sun. The sun will turn the skin on in an effort to, so that the skin will make its own sun protective chemicals. The sun likewise turns oxygen on to form ozone, which then protects the earth from the sun. The system is so cool. Bad stuff makes good stuff to protect against the bad stuff. Ozone is three parts oxygen. It's a type of oxygen. The stuff we breathe is two parts oxygen. The stuff we breathe is called O2. Ozone is called O3. And without ozone, we would be roasted by the powerful energies of the sun. This third oxygen component that ozone has, ozone being O3, this third little piece of oxygen makes it a powerful killing substance. Ozone basically shoots that third oxygen. It makes it like a bullet. and shoots that third oxygen to kill things. It shoots that third oxygen at other molecules and rips them apart. This is why, on the positive side, ozone generators can be used as very powerful antiseptic agents or antibacterial agents. Hospitals will use ozone generators in operating rooms. Ozone's used in ambulances in Europe. It's used in swimming pools in Europe to kill bacteria. Ozone generators tend to have a characteristic smell. If you ever walked in a hotel room, sometimes hotels will use these ozone generators, and you walk into the hotel room and there's kind of an odd smell. That's typically coming from the ozone generator. The word ozone actually means to smell in Greek. On the other hand, ozone's got some good stuff, but on the other hand, ozone can be one of the most toxic of all air pollutants. It can cause lung infections, it can damage proteins, it can cause changes in cells that lead to cancer. And tire manufacturers and latex glove manufacturers are well aware of ozone's damaging effects on both rubber and latex. Ozone is really strong stuff. It's really powerful stuff. And it's really potentially deadly stuff. The reaction between sunlight and chemicals in the air is technically called smog, and ozone is unfortunately one of the main constituents in smog. This is one reason why areas that get lots of sun, areas like Denver and Los Angeles, have a reputation for being super, super smoggy. Because of ozone's toxicity, if you have chronic lung infections or COPD or respiratory health issues, if you're a smoker, if you have allergies, or if you just live in Los Angeles or Denver or some big industrial area that's producing a lot of air pollutants and you want to protect yourself from ozone, using nutritional supplements can be a very, very smart idea, especially antioxidants. Antioxidants, as the name will tell you, protect you against the damaging effects of oxygen. They're antioxygen or antioxidants, and they're specifically effective against ozone, and they're specifically helpful for the lungs. Anybody dealing with lung infection, COPD, if you're a smoker, if you live in a smoggy area, you would be very, very wise to be saturating yourself in antioxidants in the form of foods, vegetables especially, and nutritional supplements. Vitamin C is especially helpful for the lungs. If I was a smoker, folks, I would be using vitamin C after every cigarette. I'd be taking it orally, and I'd be gargling with it and swishing a vitamin C solution in my mouth. Vitamin C is also very, very protective for lung tissue, as is vitamin E. And vitamin C and vitamin E work together. Get yourself on after every cigarette you smoke, or if you just want to protect yourself on a daily basis, take maybe a 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day and 400 international units of vitamin E a day. And I'd be taking the tocotrienol form of vitamin E, not the tocopherol form. And you got to look for the tocotrienol form of vitamin E, which is a more powerful antioxidant and has more lung protection benefits than plain vitamin E. We haven't talked too much about vitamin E. We talk a little bit about it, but one of its main roles is to protect fatty tissue and to protect fats. That's really what vitamin E does. It's a fat-protecting supplement. In the skincare business, when I want to protect my skincare product that I'm formulating from, protect the oils in my skincare product that I'm formulating from oxidizing, I use 2% vitamin E. You can do the same thing for protecting the fats in your lungs and the fats in your body. Remember, all your cells are coated with a layer of fat. So when you're protecting the fats in your body, we're talking about protecting all the cells in your body. And this is vitamin E's main role, to protect the fats and the cell membrane, the outside coating of cells. In fact, vitamin E is incorporated into the cell membrane, where it serves this protective role. The cell membrane is dealing with oxygen all the time, and anything you do to protect the cell from ozone or protect the cell from oxygen is going to be in your interest, and using 400 IU a day of vitamin E can be a very, very, very good idea, especially in the tocotrienol form. That's spelled T-O-C-O-T-R-I-E-N-O-L, tocotrienol form, as opposed to the standard tocopherol, T-O-C-O-P-H-E-R-O-L form, that you find at most health food stores. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I want to personally invite you to a wonderful two-hour free seminar on health, how to take care of yourself so you don't need medical care, how to take care of yourself so you don't need insurance. If you have arthritis, you want to be an ex-arthritis patient. If you have type 2 diabetes, you want to be an ex-type 2 diabetes patient. If you're obese, you want to lose some weight. If you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, I'll show you how to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I want you to do is come to the 520 building. This is the City College of New York, 520 8th Avenue. This is at the cross streets of 36th and 37th, New York, New York. This is going to be Saturday, 18th of May. Registration is at 6:30 p.m. It's free. It starts promptly at 7. And we give away a lot of free stuff. We're going to show you how to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Back on the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here, folks. We are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to make some money or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. And you can always call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Our number today on the bright side, 855-660-4261. We'll get to your phone calls here in our next segment. We're talking about oxygen in the sun and ozone. If you want to protect yourself from oxygen, or protect yourself from ozone, I should say, which is a type of oxygen, you want to think about vitamin C, you want to think about vitamin E, you want to think about selenium, you want to think about alpha-lipoic acid. All of these are wonderfully protective against the damaging effects of ozone. And before we went to break, we were talking about using tocotrienols as opposed to tocopherols. Now, both of these forms of vitamin E will get you antioxidant protection, but the literature on tocotrienols is really starting to accumulate, and it looks like really good stuff. They're harder to find than your standard vitamin E, but they're well worth it, especially if you're looking for antioxidant protection, if you're a smoker, if you're dealing with lung infections or COPD. When you're thinking about the lungs, think about vitamin E, as well as vitamin C and other antioxidants, but especially vitamin E. And vitamin E, vitamin C, alpha-lipoic acid, and selenium all work together. So when you're taking your vitamin E, 400 international units a day, it's a good idea to take it with vitamin C, at least 1,000 milligrams a day. OPC, or Ultimate Selenium from Youngevity, at least 200 micrograms a day, up to 600 micrograms a day. And alpha-lipoic acid, one of my all-time favorite nutritional supplements that you don't hear a lot about. Alpha-lipoic acid's got some real neat, some real good literature on alpha-lipoic acid and cancer alpha-lipoic acid and protecting you from protecting the liver. And alpha-lipoic acid also acts to protect vitamin E. 400 international units a day, 400 milligrams a day of alpha-lipoic acid is a nice daily dose. So oxygen and sunlight are both stimulating and toxic. Why? They're both energy. And what is it that turns energy from stimulating, from being a stimulating factor to being a toxic factor, from being a good thing to a bad thing, from being a building thing to a burning thing? Basically, it's the amount or the intensity of the energy that the intensity of the energy that your body has to deal with, the intensity of the light, the intensity of the oxygen. There's also the whole issue of cofactors and antioxidants that balance out this energy. Many of these cofactors and antioxidants are what we call essential nutrients. In the world of nutrition, whenever you hear that word essential, it means you absolutely have to have it. It means if you don't have it, your body will degenerate and ultimately will die. You'll ultimately show up with a deficiency disease, which will, if not corrected, lead to your demise. Cofactors and essential nutrients hold on to electrical energy so that it moves through the body in a controlled fashion. Antioxidants trap electrical energy to keep it from being destructive. A cofactor, in essence, freezes electrical energy so that it can be used. If electrical energy just goes crazy in the body, that's when it becomes damaging. But these cofactors and antioxidants lock up this electrical energy so that it can be used and so that it isn't going to be harmful. An oxidant is something that attracts electrical energy like a magnet attracts iron filings. An oxidant is an electricity magnet, or if you prefer, an electron magnet. It attracts or pulls electrons. An antioxidant stops this from occurring. So oxidants pull electrons, and that's obviously important because oxidants pull electrical energy like an engine pulls a train. That's where our train metaphor came from that we talked about last week. Electricity in the body, electrical current in the body can be thought of as a train, where the cars of the train are little pieces of electricity. You can call them electrons if you're scientifically minded, or you can think of them like little pieces of electricity. And the engine of the train is the oxidant, or in the case of the body, it's oxygen. And this oxygen acts like an engine that pulls the electricity of the train, or pulls the electrons on the train. An antioxidant slows this process down so the electrical energy can be used. Oxygen is the most well-known engine for a train, for an electricity train. It's the most well-known oxidant. It's the most well-known electricity magnet. But other things can act to pull electrons too. Chlorine in water can act like a powerful electricity magnet, like a powerful puller of electrons, not in a good way. Fluoride, same thing. Fluoride acts like an electricity attractor, electricity magnet, again, not in a good way. Many drugs can act like oxidants, pulling electricity, the electricity train off its tracks, not in a good way. In our metaphor, by the way, the tracks of the train are the vitamins, or the antioxidants, and the nutrients, the cofactors. Those act like tracks on the train to keep our oxygen electricity train running in the right direction. So in our metaphor, the engine of the train, The engine of the train is oxygen. The train itself, the cars of the train are electricity or electrons, and the rails of the train are the cofactors and the antioxidants that keep the train on its tracks. The interesting thing is these rails, these cofactors and antioxidants and essential nutrients that function as rails only work on an oxygen-pulled train. Or I should say they're designed to work on an oxygen-pulled train, but they'll also work on a fluoride-pulled train. They'll also work on a chlorine-pulled train. They'll also work on a bromine-pulled train. They'll also work on a drug-pulled train. So antioxidants and cofactors act like rails for our electricity train, no matter what engine is pulling the train. Light can act as an oxidant too. Light from the sun can act like an engine to pull an electron train as well. So that means antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin E, alpha lipoic acid, selenium, vitamin A, zinc, there's so many of these things, they can all act like rails to keep that electricity train running in the right direction or running in a direction, whether we're talking about a train that's pulled by light, a train, electricity train that is, that's pulled by drugs, that's pulled by bromine, that's pulled by chlorine, or that's pulled by oxygen. Antioxidants protect then from all oxidants, whether they're fluoride, chlorine, bromine, drugs, chemicals that are found in foods, chemicals that are found in plastics. All antioxidants will keep this electricity train running correctly no matter what is pulling it, whether it's fluorine or bromine or chlorine or oxygen or anything else. Vitamin C is the classic antioxidant substance. Vitamin C acts like a rail for the electricity train to get pulled correctly by oxygen. Vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E. Most vitamins will have some antioxidant properties as well as many minerals. Selenium is the most notable, but so will sulfur and zinc. Serotonin is an antioxidant. Melatonin is an antioxidant, as you would expect given the close relationship between sunlight and the production of serotonin and melatonin in the skin and in the brain. There's lots of antioxidants that are found in vegetables. We'll tell you about a couple of them when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take your phone calls as well at 855-660-4261. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount, today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the Bright Side. I'm Farmer Spence. Our number 855-660-4261. We're talking about oxygen and antioxidants. Oxygen is the engine that pulls the electricity train, and antioxidants are the rails that keep the train running on its tracks. Without the rails, the train is going to cause a lot of damage. A derailed train is not a good thing. And you can think of oxygen and other oxidants like fluorine and chlorine and drugs and bromine and poisonous chemicals that are found in foods, all of which act as engines that can pull electricity. You can think of these oxidant compounds without rails as a train that's been derailed. And the damage that's caused by a train that's been derailed can be thought of as akin to the damage that's caused by oxidants in the body that are in the body without balancing or rail-like antioxidants and nutrients. Electricity without rails to keep that electricity running in the right direction is not a good thing. That's why you want to be pounding yourself with nutritional antioxidants, especially from foods like vegetables, but also in supplemental form like vitamin C and vitamin E and selenium and all these other antioxidants we've talked about. As it turns out, plants contain wonderful antioxidants. What we call carotenes and flavonoids and pigments have tremendous antioxidant properties that can keep the electricity train running on its tracks. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow on our next Bright Side episode. Time to hit the phones. 855-660-4261. Let's go to New Zealand and welcome Phil to the Bright Side. What is up, Phil? Welcome.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Ben, for taking my call. Appreciate that.
Sure, what's cooking?
Two queries, one about thyroid, and the second one, workaround for a reaction to shellfish and the glucogel. The first one on the thyroid, I have thyroid symptoms, particularly a low body temperature, but with my blood test, the T3 and T4 come in normal. I've just been reading on the website something about Wilson temperature syndrome. I just wondered if you'd heard of that or have any comments on that.
Okay, so and what was the second question you had? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
The second one was I've been taking the glucogel, and I seem to be having a reaction to the shellfish component in the glucogel.
Okay, got it.
I just
okay.
wondered if there's a workaround for that.
Okay, we'll talk about that here in a second. But let's talk about what you were calling Wilson's temperature syndrome. And that's just another fancy way of saying your thyroid is messed up, basically. The thyroid regulates temperature. So if your hypothyroid is, if your hypothyroid, don't pay any attention to the tests. I hate these stupid tests because they're based on normal references, and there's no such thing as normal. So when you go to the doctor and he tests your T3 or T4 and he makes a diagnosis based on these tests, he's making his diagnosis based on something called normal reference values, and because there is really no normal, normal is based on statistics, and you're a human being and you're not statistics, and normal is based on a bell curve, and you're a human being, you're not a bell curve. So you don't want to go by tests, you want to go by symptoms, and one of the classic symptoms is an inability for the body to maintain temperature. If you're feeling cold all the time, chances are your thyroid is messed up. In fact, if you have any health or degenerative health disease, chances are your thyroid is messed up. The thyroid is the jumping off point to all degenerative disease. I'm not sure how long you've been listening to the program, Phil, but one of the principles of what I call the bright side philosophy is the idea of the triangle of disease. And the triangle of disease are the three points where the body breaks down before almost all degenerative diseases show up. And by degenerative diseases, I'm talking about diseases where the body doesn't heal. The body's a healing system. We say this on the program every day. The beginning of the program, I say the body's a healing system. The body's a regenerating system. You break a bone, that bone heals. Unless you're sick, that bone's going to heal. And what's even more incredible is the point of the break is even going to be stronger than it was before the break. So not only does the body heal itself, but the body heals itself so that it's stronger than it was before it broke down. That's in a healthy body. If you're dealing with a condition where this is not occurring, something is wrong. If you are not healing, if your arthritis is getting worse, if your autoimmune disease is getting worse, whatever it is, if you're breaking down and you're not healing, you're dealing with a triangle of disease, which is the digestive system first, the blood sugar system second, and then what I call the adrenal thyroid complex third. Now, if you're hypothyroid, this is what you got to do. You got to work backwards. Number one, you got to focus on the adrenal glands. What does that mean? Well, the adrenal glands help you handle stress. That doesn't mean just emotional stress and mental stress. When we hear the word stress, we think of, you know, emotional things. We think of our relationships, or we think of our jobs, or we think of our kids, or we think of our taxes, or our financial situation. All of these are stresses. But what we want to focus on is physical stresses. The emotional stresses, the mental stresses, yes, they're important. But what I'm talking about here are physical stresses. That is usually coming from changes in blood sugar and problems with the digestive system. So you're working backwards here to take care of the thyroid. Number one, you've got to eliminate blood sugar fluctuations, and you've got to eliminate digestive distress. This is so important, people, for thyroid issues, which are the jumping off point to cancer, the jumping off point to heart disease, the jumping off point to autoimmune disease, the jumping off point to almost every degenerative disease. Number one, stabilize blood sugar. Number two, correct digestive issues. So how do you stabilize blood? First of all, Phil, am I making sense here, buddy? Okay, so for the thyroid, number one, the first thing you want to do for your thyroid is you want to focus on blood sugar issues. Hypoglycemia will ultimately end up showing up as hypothyroidism via the adrenal glands, via the stress glands. So stabilizing blood sugar for the thyroid, okay? This is talking about the thyroid here. That means eliminating insulin spiking foods that mess up your blood sugar, pasta, rice, potatoes, grains, flours, processed foods of all kinds, fruits and fruit juice. And I don't mean eliminating fruits, but reducing your intake of fruits. You want to eliminate fruit juice, though, which is a horrible food, especially for kids. fruit juice, soda pop, cake, all these foods that throw off your blood sugar. That's the first thing you want to do for thyroid issues. Eliminate foods that throw off your blood sugar. That's, I don't want to say the first, but one of the first things. Probably the first thing you want to do is correct digestive issues. Phil, you got to know if you're dealing with hypothyroidism, there's something percolating in the digestive system. And by the way, the digestive system is where thyroid hormone, a lot of thyroid hormone, is activated. As you know, T3 is your active form of thyroid hormone. T4 is the inactive form, or the lower, has lower activity. And converting T4 to T3 is very important, and a lot of that conversion occurs in a healthy digestive tract. Did you know that, Phil?
Yes, I appreciate
okay.
that.
Okay, so T4 is activated by into active thyroid hormone, T3, in the digestive tract, and over the course of time, breakdowns in the digestive system will lead to hypothyroidism, low thyroid functioning. To make matters worse, once your thyroid starts to slow down, that will further suppress the digestive system, and now you run into this vicious downward spiral. The only way to break this spiral is to focus on digestive wellness. I'd be using probiotics, the nightly essence. I'd be using acid supplements, things like betaine HCL or apple cider vinegar. You can also get HCL drops. I'd be using the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity, digestive enzymes. You can try pancreatin, which is a type of digestive enzyme. Focus on problem foods and eliminate those problem foods. All of these digestive health strategies that we talk about all the time. And as far as addressing the adrenal glands and the thyroid directly, there's a couple things that you're going to want to do. Hang tight, Phil. I know you're in New Zealand. We'll get you first up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I want to personally invite you to a wonderful 2-hour free seminar on health. How to take care of yourself so you don't need medical care. How to take care of yourself so you don't need insurance. If you have arthritis, you want to be an ex-arthritis patient. If you have type 2 diabetes, you want to be an ex-type 2 diabetes patient. If you're obese, you want to lose some weight. If you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, I'll show you how to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I want you to do is come to the 520 building. This is the City College of New York, 520 8th Avenue. This is at the cross streets of 36th and 37th, New York, New York, Thursday night, 16th of May. Registration is at 6:30 p.m. It's free. It starts promptly at 7. And we give away a lot of free stuff. We're going to show you how to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Brightside talking to Phil in New Zealand about the thyroid. So, Phil, you there, buddy?
Still here, yes.
Okay, so for the thyroid, you want to focus on blood sugar. You want to focus on digestive health and digestive wellness. And then there's things you could do for the adrenal glands and the thyroid a little bit more directly. I don't want you to underestimate the importance of digestive wellness and thyroid health and the importance of blood sugar support and stabilizing your blood sugar and digestive health. This idea of blood sugar is so important. In this country, we've got 100 million Americans, one out of three, who have blood sugar problems, so-called dysglycemia, and it is seriously an epidemic, and it's all voluntary. Folks, blood sugar problems are voluntary. You got to decide to have diabetes. Now, I know you're not deciding to have diabetes, but on some level, you're choosing it because they're food. It's food-based. So take care of your blood sugar by eating more protein and staying away from insulin-spiking foods. I'm not going to go over the list again. There's nutrients you can take to stabilize the blood sugar. Chromium, vanadium, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Sweeties product, B vitamins. These are all important for stabilizing blood sugar. And then the digestive health component is also important. Directly for the adrenal glands, the most important thing you could do is deep breathe, people. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you about hypoxia and inflammation. I've been collecting studies on low oxygen and its relationship to immune activation and inflammation. And by the way, hypothyroidism, I should tell you this, I don't mean to digress, but hypothyroidism very often is caused by an autoimmune disease where the body attacks the thyroid, and that again is a digestive health issue. So that's the digestive component. More directly for the adrenal glands and the thyroid, number one, deep breathing techniques, very, very important for slowing down the adrenal glands and bringing the thyroid back to life, so to speak, raising this hypothyroid state, raising the thyroid activity in the hypothyroid state. Deep breathing. The B vitamins for the adrenal glands are very important, especially vitamin B12 and B5, pantothenic acid, and vitamin B12. You can use B12 shots to support your thyroid. In fact, it's a great thing for everybody to do, as B12 shots if you're dealing with degenerative disease or hypothyroidism issues. Everybody knows about iodine, or most people know about iodine for the thyroid, but you know, iodine's not a panacea and it's not a cure-all for the thyroid. It's an important supplement. It's an essential nutrient. It's not found in a lot of food. I'm not sure what the status of iodine is in New Zealand. I know you eat a lot of seafood out there. Is that correct, Phil? You guys are eating a lot of seafood probably, so you're probably getting enough iodine, but it wouldn't hurt you maybe to get 12.5 milligrams or so of a of Iodorol, which is a nice iodine supplement, or Lugol solution for the thyroid. Vitamin A can be helpful for thyroid health, as well as for the adrenal glands, and iodine also is very important for the adrenal glands. And then zinc is probably the most important mineral for adrenal wellness, and vitamin C is probably the most important vitamin for adrenal wellness. So I'd be using 400 to 600 micrograms of selenium a day, and I would also be using anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. You can get vitamin C in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, or you can get vitamin C powder pretty easily. You don't want to do too much vitamin C all at once because it'll give you a little diarrhea, and you don't want that. It can give you a lot of diarrhea if you do too much. So you want to do maybe a gram or so, or 2 grams or so, which is a half a teaspoonful. Close to half a teaspoonful, maybe every 3 or 4 hours, and that can also be helpful for the adrenal glands and for the thyroid. Does that help you, Phil?
Yeah, thanks very much. It's good.
Thank you so much. And then also, I should tell you about the glucosamine. Glucosamine, part, there is some shellfish derivative in there. If you have a shellfish allergy, chances are you're not going to have a problem with the glucosamine because there's so little in there, but you still want to be careful. Did you say you experienced, do we still have Phil?
Yep.
Did you say you had a problem with the glucogel caps?
Yeah, I just find the glucogel, I'm okay on the OsteoFX, but the glucogel has a higher dose, and I for some
what
reason
happens?
I seem to get joint pain, sinus problems. I just seem
okay.
to have a negative reaction. I don't feel well with it.
Okay, if you're positive that that's the case from the glucogel caps, then you probably want to stay away from the glucogel caps. It turns out that shellfish have a high concentration of glucosamine in the shells, and if you have a shellfish allergy, many glucosamine products are derived from shellfish. I'm not sure how that could be, how you can have an allergy, because the glucosamine itself is purified. The proteins in the shellfish, which is what you're allergic to, are not found in the glucogel caps and the glucosamine. But if you do have symptoms and you're positive that they're related to the glucosamine from the glucogel caps, then you're probably best to stay away from them. Use bone soup with the cartilage to get your glucosamine, Phil. Have you heard me talking about bone soup?
Yes, I have. No,
so
I'll do
the
that.
The cartilage is a great way to get glucosamine as well as other factors similar to glucosamine, okay?
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good day in New Zealand. Appreciate it. Mary in Michigan, what's going on, girl?
Hi, Ben. I called the other day and wasn't able to get through. But anyway, my questions are very much linked to the previous caller.
Okay.
I may be in more serious trouble. I don't know. I feel like I'm starving to death. I wanted to call about what's the difference between hypoglycemia and diabetes, and do you get skin tags with both?
Yes, diabetes is just a term. Doctors love giving things terms. Hypoglycemia is low blood sugar. Diabetes is a term that refers to the fact that you're having problems, your blood sugar is fluctuating. When you go into high blood sugar, your body responds by pulling that sugar out, and you go into low blood sugar. And then you feel tired, so you eat more sugar. The body responds to that rise in sugar by pulling the sugar out. Sugar is very, like sunlight and oxygen. Sugar has a dark side, sugar has a good side. Your brain runs on sugar, at least 25% of the sugar of the energy, of the, its energy needs, 25% of your sugar goes to feed your brain. Your brain runs on sugar, basically. So you need to have sugar for appropriate biochemical functioning. The problem is too much sugar, and sugar that's out of balance with its controlling factors, much like we talked about how oxygen needs rails for the electricity train to run correctly, sugar needs to have cofactors that help the body use the energy that's derived from that sugar. Insulin is the hormone. And you know what, Mary, we're going to run out of time again, but this is very important. So I want you to tune in tomorrow, and I'll start off the program talking about how this whole thing works. But just so you know, diabetes is a problem with blood sugar fluctuations. Hypoglycemia is low blood sugar. When you go into low blood sugar, you're going to feel like crap, and that's when you go find sugar. So the idea, the strategy is to keep your sugar stable. You don't want it to go low. You don't want it to go high. And I'm going to tell you how you do that in a minute, but does that make sense, Mary?
Perfect sense, okay. And I'm trying desperately to do it.
It's easy, sweetheart. It's easy. This is how you keep your blood sugar stable. Protein and fat. Protein and fat. Think those two words, protein and fat, and then if you want a third concept, cofactors that help your body use sugar. I'll tell you what those are here in a second. But if you understand, protein and fat, the only carbohydrates, if you want to do this correctly, the only carbohydrates you want to be eating should be coming from vegetables, 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 vegetables all day long. You want to stay away from fruit juices, very small amounts of fruits, and you certainly want to never touch processed foods or grains, if you want to do it perfectly. To the degree you're using these processed foods and processed grains and flours is the degree your blood sugar is going to be messed up. So staying away from processed foods, reducing your intake of fruits, fruit juices, and refined carbohydrates and flours, all of these things are the way you want to keep your blood sugar stable and to keep yourself from starving to death. As you say, eat more protein and saturated fats from coconut oil and essential fatty acids. If you got the bulk of your calories from protein and fats in a minimum amount from carbohydrates, by the way, that's called the ketogenic diet, you would find your blood sugar stabilizing, but you also need to have the cofactors, the vitamins and the minerals and the essential nutrients. The Sweeties from Longevity is stupendous. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is stupendous for helping stabilize and control blood sugar. Chromium, vanadium, all the B vitamins, but especially vitamin B1, which is thiamine, vitamin B3, which is niacin, have a stabilizing effect on blood sugar. Fiber is also very stabilizing for blood sugar. Magnesium, very stabilizing for blood sugar. Selenium can help with your blood sugar. Vitamin A can help with your blood sugar. The amino acids, taurine and arginine, can help with your blood sugar. There's so many ways that you can go in the world of nutritional supplementation to keep your blood sugar stable. So this is very important, Mary. I'm going to start off the program tomorrow talking about how to stabilize blood sugar because it is such a key topic that so many people are dealing with. And then we'll continue talking about the importance of oxygen and how oxygen relates to sunlight and things you could do to protect yourself from low oxygen. And I'll also tell you about some plant nutrients that can protect yourself from high oxygen as well as we continue discussing sunlight and oxygen and other health topics here on The Bright Side. Tune in tomorrow. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.